is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russia reported a record high of 29,039 new COVID-19 cases on Sunday, a day after launching its coronavirus vaccine initiative. The new number takes the national caseload to over 2.4 million. Authorities have confirmed 457 deaths related to COVID-19 in the past 24 hours, pushing the official national death toll to over 43,100. On Saturday, Russia said it had begun administering its Sputnik V vaccine. The first doses are destined for essential workers, such as medical professionals and teachers, and to people who are most vulnerable to the virus. The vaccine was approved in August, despite criticism from Western experts about the country's dearth of clinical trial information. Russia ranks fourth in the world in coronavirus infections, with more than 2.4 million, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. U.S.-based Pfizer, meantime, and Germany-based BioNTech are set to introduce a vaccine next week, following its approval recently by Britain. The two drug makers could receive U.S. approval later this month. Confirmed cases of COVID-19, the disease caused by the virus, has surpassed 66 million globally, with more than 1.5 million deaths. The U.S. continues to have the highest number of confirmed cases, more than 14 million so far, and more than 280,000 deaths. British and EU negotiators embark on probably their final two-day scramble to secure a post-Brexit trade deal on Sunday after failing to reach agreement for 8 months. Michael Barnier and his UK counterpart David Frost will resume talks in Brussels, where they broke off on Friday, calling a pause after a fruitless week of late-night wrangling in London. This is VOA News. Romanians began voting in parliamentary elections on Sunday, with the governing pro-European liberals tipped to win, despite criticism for their handling of the coronavirus pandemic. The first official results are expected later in the evening. The vote has been organized to take in the now familiar virus safety measures of social distancing, mask wearing, and hand disinfectant. In a region where populists and nationalists have recently gained ground, Liberal Prime Minister Ludovic Orban has pledged to modernize one of the EU's poorest countries and keep it on a pro-European path. Orban has been running a minority government for the past year. Both the virus and widespread disillusionment with politics are expected to affect the turnout, which is expected to be about 40% or less. Residents of a coastal township on Australia's World Heritage-listed Fraser Island were told to evacuate on Sunday as a bushfire approached, since it was sparked by an illegal campfire 7 weeks ago. The blaze has blackened half the island off Australia's northeastern coast, which is part of the Great Barrier Reef and famed for a tropical rainforest on sand dunes and inland lakes. Australia has been experiencing hotter and longer summers, with last season dubbed Black Summer by Prime Minister Scott Morrison due to unusually prolonged and intense bushfires that burned nearly 12 million hectares, or 30 million acres. The blazes killed 33 people and an estimated 1 billion animals. New Delhi woke up to a thick blanket of toxic smog hanging over the city on Sunday, pushing pollution levels back to a hazardous level after a respite of a few days. A U.S. embassy measure showed levels of poisonous airborne particles known as PM2.5 had reached 309 on Sunday morning, on a scale where the maximum reading is 500, almost 9 times the upper limit of good quality air at 50. Private weather forecaster SkyMet said wind speed has dropped since the start of December, resulting in worsening air quality. Dust, industrial emissions, and vehicle exhaust have also brought up a sharp spike in air pollution levels in the city of more than 20 million people. And a dire shortage of hospital beds is prompting more lockdowns across the U.S. state of California. The California Department of Public Health says intensive care unit capacity has fallen below 15% in Southern California and a large swath of the Central Valley. For more stories making international news headlines, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.